These sovereign citizens, it's a growth industry. Now, I looked at the video, not just the audio. She looks like an intelligent, well-presented young woman. I suspect in her early 20s. Certainly not belligerent or rude, as we've seen in others. Stupid, dumb, but not belligerent nor rude. These young officers, like that young female officer, have a level of patience I can't contemplate. Polite, inquiring. And as I say, the woman was not belligerent, not rude. I did note there was an older voice there, maybe her father. If we put them on there, can we go? And then, you know, she says she doesn't want to be part of the sovereign nation. She actually has a Victorian licence. She actually has number plates, which she took off the day before. The car is actually registered. Some sort of act of defiance to attract attention to herself by driving a car without number plates on it, even though the car is registered. I don't understand it. I simply don't understand it. Deborah Knight, who'll follow me on 2GB in Sydney, waltzed into the studio a short time ago and said, keep playing this stuff. It's incredible. It is incredible. Now, like I say, it's on Facebook, it's on other places there, and you can. And she is well presented, seemingly intelligent, as I say, not rude or belligerent, answering the questions when they're posed to her, but just dumb as a post. And if she's driving in the vehicle with the father, I don't know where he's coming from, or an elder relative, because that's what it sounded like. If we put them on now, can we go? No, not yet, because you'll be facing heavy fines. Oh, well, I won't pay the fines. That was one of her responses. Well, then they'll take the licence and the registration off her until she does pay the fines. But this sovereign nation BS is just driving everyone cuckoo. But I'll keep identifying her because we need to. We need to call all these people out. Ben played another one this morning on his breakfast program in Sydney with some bloke marshalling the troops to come to Canberra and go and see the Governor-General.